The government body that handles transportation across Anchorage saw its largest turnout in more than a decade for public testimony against two large projects. Members of the Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation System, or AMATS, took more than 2 hours of public testimony from dozens of Anchorage residents opposed to the proposed Bregras extension as well as the Kinnick Arm Bridge.
It's totally against the comprehensive plan to destroy neighborhoods.
I live on Government Hill, so as you can probably guess, I am not for Kibata.
9 community councils have gone on record as opposing the road.
We should not be rubber stamping the Parnell-Sullivan plan.
We do not want a road to mess up our beautiful green spot right in the middle of our neighborhood. We need the road like we need a hole in our head. Thank you.
The high turnout came in part from a mobilization effort by neighborhood groups and development advocates who have opposed the two projects for years, even decades in some cases. They held a small rally outside City Hall before the evening's meeting. A few people spoke on behalf of the projects, including Lan Garrick with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, one of the large institutions in the UMed district that supports the road extension. The testimony does little to affect decisions about the city's long-term planning. Right now, AMATS is hurrying to finish an interim plan that is largely a stopgap measure to keep from lapsing on federal compliance standards. Transportation Planning Manager Craig Lyon says next year AMATS will overhaul the comprehensive document that determines how Anchorage will spend $4 billion on infrastructure over the next 20 years.
We're going to be looking at all the projects in there relatively soon, and we're close to being able to say, let's look at all the projects in here, and do we still want to do all these?
But not everyone agrees that even the interim plan should proceed without heavy revisions. Lois Epstein, who used to serve on AMATS and helped organize the rally, says a December deadline provides enough time for altering the document without risking a freeze on funding.
And I would assert, because since the public clearly wants that to happen, that that should be done. There is enough time. We're not going to need to worry about federal approvals until the end of the year. That's many months away. So let's hurry up and get things moving.
Officials in charge of making planning decisions, including the mayor and members of the Anchorage Assembly, meet this Thursday for an update on the city's interim plan. However, they will not be taking any action on the controversial projects.